Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight day-by prices were December corn down 2.5 cents at 5.39, December wheat up 0.25 cents at 7.55 and a half, and November beans down 7.75 cents at 12.38 and 3/4. We did have one export sale here today, 427,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico. We really don't expect much from China now. The U.S. Trade Representative said China is not complying with the Phase 1 deal. They've only done about 62% of what they wanted to do, and the U.S. apparently is not ready to accept that. So there's talk about more tariffs. That'll certainly reduce exports, in my opinion. So, you know, certainly not good news. Rains in Brazil continue to fall. That's good for the beans in Brazil, but it's dry in Argentina. Again, that'll have some ramifications on corn and wheat. These are typical La Nina conditions down there, where it's wet in Brazil and dry in Argentina. That looks like it's in place for quite some time. We've got the report from the USDA a week from tomorrow on October 12th. That'll give us a better handle on the carryouts. I think, you know, all these are going to be really important, particularly the corn and the beans. But, you know, the wheat, too. We're low on the wheat, which has been supporting the wheat out here. So any further cuts in world crops or in the U.S. crop or increased demand will certainly make wheat stocks very tight. Now, with the dollar still relatively strong, we're down 22 ticks right now. But at 93.82, it's still a very high price. It certainly doesn't encourage exports out there. So we've got good weather here in the U.S. for harvest. Most of the plains and most of the Midwest will be dry. We've got some rains around Illinois here today, but then it looks like it dries out until Wednesday night into Thursday. But we should see some really, really stout numbers on tonight's crop progress report on how far along the harvest is on corn and beans, and I think it's going to be pretty far along. Now, overall, we're really now heading into the brunt of harvest as we turn the corn into October here. The next 3 or 4 weeks should bring some fairly consistent hedge pressure into this market. Now, we're going to see the market, you know, do the opposite and rally during harvest. You know, it seems unlikely to. But this market has done an awful lot of unlikely things out here, so we'll have to see. But I still think there's enough pressure out there with bean yields improving, with corn yields not as bad as everybody thought, that we could see some harvest pressure out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.